Pravistas tu graham Petro. Parishvakta samatribhi. Vavande shirasa sapta. Vavande shirasa sapta. Devaki Pramukha Muda Pravishtastu Griham Pitrao Parishvakta Samatvibhi Bhavande Shirasa Sapta Devaki Pramukha Muda Pravishtastu Griham Pitra Parishvakta Samatvibhi Bhavande Shirasa Sapta Devaki Pramukha Muda
Devaki Pramukha Muda.
Devaki Pramukha Muda.
Pravishtas
Pravishtam. After entering to but Griham, houses, Pitro of the Father, Parisakta, embraced Samatribhi by his own mothers, Vavande, offered obeisance, Shirasa, his head, Shapta, seven, Devaki, Devaki, Pramukha, headed by Muda, gladly. Translation. After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mothers present, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Purport. It appears that Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna, had completely separate residential quarters where he lived with his 18 wives, out of whom Srimati Devaki is the real mother of Lord Krishna. But in spite of all this, all other stepmothers were equally affectionate to him, as will be evident from the following verse. Lord Krishna also did not distinguish his real mother from his stepmothers, and he equally offered his obeisances unto all the wives of Vasudeva present on the occasion. According to scripture also, there are seven mothers: real mother, wife of the spiritual master, wife of Brahman, wife of the king, the cow, the nurse, and the earth. All of them are mothers. Even by this injunction of the Shastra, the stepmother, who is the wife of the father, is also as good as the mother. Because the father is also one of the spiritual masters. Lord Krishna, the Lord of the universe, plays the part of an ideal son just to teach others how to treat their stepmothers. Okay, wait, they're 29 now. Okay. Taputram mankam aropyo. Sneha snuta payodara. Harsha vivalitatmana. Shishichor netra jalai. The mothers, after embracing their son, sat him on their laps. Due to pure affection, milk sprang from their breasts. They were overwhelmed with delight, and the tears from their eyes wetted the Lord. Purport. When Lord Krishna was at Vrindavan, even the cows would become moistened by affection toward him, and he would draw milk from the nipples of every affectionate living being. So what to speak of the stepmothers who were already as good as his own mother? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Pravistas tu Griham Pitrau Bhavisakta Sanatri Bhavande Sarasa Sapta Devaki Pramukha Uda. Taputra mankamaropya snehasnu tapayodara arshivivalitatmana shishichor netra jalai. After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mothers present, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Okay, so here, continuing, Krishna's entering to Dwarka, and the first thing Prabhupada says that Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, had completely separate residential quarters where he lived with his 18 wives, out of whom Devaki is the real mother of Krishna. But in spite of all this, all the stepmothers were equally affectionate to him, as will be evident from the following verse. And the following verse talks about the embracing your son, sitting him on the lap. So he's quite grown now, but he's having this exchange with his mothers, so many mothers. And sometimes we hear that earlier in the Bhagavatam, or rather early in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, how when, for instance, the coward boys were stolen by Brahmaji, a little prank, thought he was very clever, and Krishna became all the coward boys and the calves. He didn't just hire some little guys to dress up like in a Hollywood movie or something. He actually became all these little coward boys and calves. And the coward boys, they all have distinct features. And if you think about it, and Krishna had to know all the history that happened and just continue all the history, just like coming back, because they went out and got stolen and lost, supposedly, and Krishna impersonated the king. He is already them. Krishnam evam atmanam akilatmanam. He's Vishvatma. He's within the heart. He knows sukshmanam. He's more subtle even than the jiva himself. So he can take the form because he's already there. Vasude sarvamiti. Krishna has his name. Vasudeva gets Vasudeva, his father. So because he's everything, sarvamiti sa mahatma sadurlabha, those who are mahatmas, they will understand it, Bhagavatam. So when he, quote, impersonated all these cowherd boys and calves, all the mothers of these cowherd boys and all the mothers that cows, the mothers of the calves, they felt great affection, this maternal affection, because they always felt, doesn't say they felt guilty, but they felt more affection for Krishna than they did for their own boys. So for 1 year, and he became these, first he became like Vishnu, and that's already enough. That would, I mean, can you imagine if you were Brahma and then you saw all these boys becoming Vishnu? And anyway, he became all these boys. They all have their particular attributes, little characteristics they have, the way they're decorated. And the mothers were treating them like very affectionately, massaging them with oil and sandalwood pulp, much more than they would have. And Krishna was reciprocating more, sneha, sneha snuta. Described here, payodara, the breasts were filling up. So they were nursing Krishna. This was such a pastime that even Balaram did not, Krishna didn't want to spoil his time. Or he didn't tell, somehow Balaram was in this type of yoga maya for 1 year also. So all these elderly, Prabhupada calls them elderly gopis, you know, not so elderly. I mean, you have a little boy, especially in India, and even now, they have kids pretty early, so. But compared to the gopis that consort with Krishna, they're younger. But they're mothers, so they have this affection for Krishna. And you find in Krishna was, after he went into the arena, mala namasanir nina, smile, Murtiman. When he goes into the wrestling arena, everyone is seeing him a little differently. Mrityu Bhojapatir. Kamsa was seeing him as death personified. And the Vrishnis, they were seeing him in one way. And some were seeing him as Cupid. So Krishna is able to control the situation in such a way that all these ladies were feeling this maternal affection, that all these little boys, Krishna and Balaram, are going to, who,
These people are all complicit. They're all sitting and watching this. This is horrible. These little boys, the delicate little boys playing in the forest, they were crying and freaking out. Krishna and Balaram are going to wrestle with these huge wrestlers. Even nowadays, sometimes we see these guys, professional wrestlers, sometimes they're 7 foot, bigger than 7 feet tall. I can imagine 400, 500 pounds. And you have little Krishna and Balaram, and all these ladies are just feeling this. Oh, what's going to happen here? And this is even after Krishna just broke the bow and killed the elephant. And still they're thinking, maybe they all didn't see it, I don't know. They didn't all see it, but. So, then Krishna and Balaram, they're wrestling with these guys, and they were punching, and I don't know how they held their small guys like this. And, supposedly like 11 years old, and there's big wrestlers. But anyway, they gradually, such a nice story, I like to read a story. Janor Mushtika and all these, after they were finished and the other ones came, oh, come on, now, can you imagine how much an illusion you have to be? You saw the top wrestlers are just killed by Krishna Balaram. Anyway, Devaki and Vasudeva were watching all that. And then he killed Kamsa, he jumped up, boom, smashed, dragged him across the arena. So they were like, wow, Krishna and Devaki, they had not seen Krishna and Balaram all the time, so many years. So then Krishna and Balaram came to them and expressed that they felt remorseful that you could not see our pastimes, how we grew up. Yasoda and Nanda, they saw how we grew up. We were like Komara, Yovana, Puganda, Kishore age. And we feel very remorseful. We should take if a boy, a youth, doesn't take care of his parents, this is a great sin. And even in 100 years, one cannot pay back the gift that one gets from his parents after having a wonderful relationship like this. And so this way, Krishna, he lifted this veil where they were seeing an awe and reverence that Krishna Balaram was killed these so powerful, they are God, you know. Our boys are. And then Devaki was, again became in this maternal ras. So here again now, they're all in Dwarka, and Prabhupada is saying what to speak of the stepmothers. They're the aunties, really, stepmothers. Well, they're aunts. We don't have this system. We have stepmother now, but we don't have like co-wife so much. It doesn't seem to work out so much. But they're all married to Vasudev. And then in the purport, Prabhupada talks about this, seven types of mothers. Atma Mata, your mother, like Devaki is his mother. Of course, Devaki, Sadevaki, Sara, Jagan, Vasa. That person who is within everyone was in her womb. This is one of the verses in reading the beginning of 10th canto. And Prabhupada, when he was translating this, he was in great ecstasy in Vrindavan. And almost every day, maybe more than one time, when he was speaking in the last months, he was quoting about Devaki, that Boja Pratya Grihe, she gave that, like a flame in a pot, Rudra, covered. And the last line, that particular verse about Devaki, says, Gana Kale Saraswati. Prabhupada took out these words. The comparison is someone who has great knowledge. Of course, it's an analogy, but Prabhupada took it. And he described the position of someone, and anyone, if you identify it with that. Gana Kale means you have knowledge, but you don't distribute. So Devaki was so amazing in the prison
But no one could see. No one could see her. Can you imagine? She's the mother of Krishna. And she was effulgent. And no one. So this is like this knowledge, Prabhupada said. Jari deko tari kaho. And he would quote verses as he had always quoted. Whoever you see, you speak. Bharat Bhumite, especially you're born in India. Someone might visit Prabhupada and he would quote a verse. Jnana Kale Saraswati. Saraswati is the knowledge, and one has it by the mercy of Saraswati. But if he doesn't distribute it, Prabhupada was imploring everybody. You're born in India, especially Indian would come. Any, of course, you're an Indian, Vrindavan. So many Indians might come, visitors, as they had over so many years. Prabhupada's mission. I'm sure he quoted it before he came to the West. But especially he quoted them, especially he quoted that. The flames in a pot. It's burning, but you don't see it. The knowledge is there. Traktva deham punarjanam, and Prabhupada could apply anything to the knowledge. The vast knowledge of even Bhagavad Gita. Yayamam, what the last verse says, Yayamam, what is that verse? The last thing he says, Guyam, one who has this confidential knowledge, Krishna says, and Yayamam paramam guyam, mad bhakte savada siti, bhakti mai param kritva, mama vaisyati, sanchan. No doubt. There's Priyataro Bhuvi. No one is more dear to me on this earth. Bhuvi is Bhumi, or Bhumi. Is more dear to me, Krishna, someone who distributes this knowledge. So even when we have this intimate, wonderful Vatsalya Leela of Devaki, and it's amazing, Leela, I can read over and over, and always something new. I was just seeing the purports of Sanatan and Jiva and Vishwanath, and how they're so brilliant to understand. Just like when Krishna was saying to Devaki that udvigna chittaha, kamsa udvigna chittaha. We could not tend to you because we were always in anxiety about kamsa. And everyone is in Vrindavan and anxiety about Kamsa, so we couldn't do anything. Nothing. Just always in anxiety. But Vishnu says, Udvigna Chitta means this anxiety was, when will I kill Kamsa? When will I kill Kamsa? He was thinking the whole time from birth. So these words can be understood in so many ways. And that we're getting from Vishnu. From Sanatana, from Jiva. Even Sridhar Swami saying. So, how wonderful is it that we can read this pastime again and again? Now, when Shukadeva was speaking with Parikshit during this time, he was saying, you know, wow, you haven't eaten, you must be suffering. You have not eaten anything, drank nothing in so long. Was Sukadeva also. I didn't hear that he was going to the restaurant either. But I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he had a sip of water. So the one verse came, Naiti Dushaha. That I am not suffering very much now. He said, I can tolerate it very easily, because I'm drinking this nectar, just like these Krishna's drinking the nectar, the milk from his mother. So similarly, we're hearing, drinking, pibanti, this word is used many times, drinking, pibanti ye bhagavata amanasata. That just as Krishna's drinking the milk, we're drinking the nectar of the Bhagavatam, like Parikshit Maharaj said. Therefore, I don't feel any of this hunger, thirst. That's the last thing in his mind. So as long as one is drinking the nectar of the Bhagavatam, then he can give up. material desires. Nivrittatasha, in fact, Prabhupada used the verse in the beginning of Krishna book. Nivrittatasha upagiyamana. One who has given up Krishna thirst in this for material acquirement, material pleasure, he can enjoy Nivrittatasha upagiyamana. He enjoys chanting upagiyamana. What's the next one? Bhavo Sharas, not only that, Bhavo Sharas Sotamano Virama. Bhavo Shada, Bhavo Shada? Bhava means material birth and death. So the thirst for material things is giving us newer and newer bodies. When the expert Vasudev was preaching to, okay, we're hearing about Vasudev. He was speaking to Kamsa. Can you imagine that? He's speaking to Kamsa, such a great big demon. But he was so expert, he was able to pacify Kamsa. Oh, you're Mrityu Janmavatam, Vira. You're a great hero, but why are you so worried about Ajibabda? You're going to die today or tomorrow. After 100 years, you will die. So just, you shouldn't. And I will give you all these children. It's okay. He was not even attached. Can you imagine? Kamsa was like, wow, I didn't even ask him to do that. The Acharyas just said, he didn't even ask me. And I'm out. Kim du saham sadunam vidisham kim apekshitam. That Sukadev says there. Sukadev. Bhagavatam says it. What is there intolerable for someone like Vasudev? He's so great. Kim du saham sadunam. Kim, kadaryam kadaryanam. And what is abominable for someone like Kamsa? Anything he can do, anything. He can kill Pitri, Bratri, brother. He put his father in the jail. He would kill anybody just to stay in power. This is a disease in the material world. Bhava, sort of, abhirama. But for the devotees, they take pleasure in the Bhagavatam. They don't have any of these. They give up all these thirst. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Krishna, Krishna, Charam, Batalam, Bate. He has his thirst in the mood of Radharani only for Krishna. Krishna, 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 Charam, Batalam, Bate. Thirst for Krishna only. Another thing here, these mothers, we see that even Putana came as a mother and Krishna accepted her. Aho Bhakiyam Stana, in the third canto, there's one verse by famous verse. This verse is one of the verses that allured Sukadev to come and hear the Bhagavatam. Aho Bhakiyam Stana Kalakutam, Jigang Sayor, Apyasadi, Lebegatim, Datri, Datri is the nurse. Like, or stepmother. She was giving milk also, even though she's a heavy demon. And Krishna accepted, okay, we're giving milk. She was poisoning so many babies, but not Krishna. So she was given this position. Not exactly Mother Yasoda, but still she was promoted vastly considering what she was trying to do. So this is nurse also. She was acting, oh, they thought she was so beautiful. Even the ladies were, wow. They just let her nurse. So this is going on. There's some stories in I was thinking, it's funny because when the Chaitanya Bhagavat was, well, wasn't translated, but Achyutananda was beginning to translate it in 73-74, like that. We always heard that Prabhupada must have the purports to Chaitanya Bhagavad, because you see, Nityananda was a grown man, he was also nursing sometime. So this is beyond, therefore you need purports. But ordinary, if you have a mundane mind and you think of that, is what is going on. So also Krishna was grown here, may have been also nursing, but the milk was flowing. And also tears were flowing. Nayanangaladasudaraya, Badanangad Gudraya, Kulakar Nichiton.
We're also asking that Goranga Balite Habe Puraka Shari Hari Balite Nayane Babe Niya. When will my we want this position that tears are flowing when I think of Goranga, just the name of Goranga. Gorangira Yuti Pada. Goranga Namaloi, when one takes that name. And Goranga showed the example also, although Prabhupada mentioned so many times that his mother and his wife were perfect, still he gave it up. Because another Chanakya Pandit, another Chanakya Shloka, Mata Yashagrihe Nasti, Grihe, Mata Yashagrihe Nasti, if one, Nasti, doesn't have at home Priyavadini, a wife and mother that speak nicely, if he has that at home, then it's okay. They can actually stay home. Your mother is perfect, your wife is perfect. Anyway, Prabhupada would quote that. But, Aranya Tena Gantavyam Tata Aranyam Tata Griham. If you don't have such things, then, in fact, what is sometimes said that by, who is it? That Dinkaba Dakini, wife may be like tigress or like that. But if wife is not like tigress, then you can stay. According to Chanakya, Prabhupada quotes it and says that's okay. But if they don't speak sweetly, very submissively, then you can enter the forest. Give it up. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had such thing. Perfect wife, perfect mother. Can you imagine? Sati Devi and his wife, Vishnu Priya. And still he gave it. Chakva Sudustir Sarechita Raja Lakshmi. Raja Lakshmi means he is actually Krishna, and he has lordship over Lakshmi. Lakshmi, Sahasra, Satasambra. So many Lakshmis are there. Everyone's begging for Lakshmi. I need Lakshmi. I need something, something. Need, need, need. Or if you have it, want another thing. Someone had that book recently. Too much, but never enough. Perfect name. Probably had other names, but that's a good one also. Too much, but never enough. And so, still, Mahaprabhu shows this example, gives it up, and goes to the forest. Goes to the forest as Lord Ram, Chaka, Bande Mahapurushate, Charisma, His Mahapurushate, Charanaravinda. In the 11th canto, we get this 11:3. These two verses, both they end like Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. He's a Mahapurusha. As Ramchandra, he goes in the forest, Dayate Yechita Anvadava. He's chasing after the deer for Sita. And so many examples, so many wonderful stories ensue and examples how much trouble this material world is, how one should protect the wife. All those amazing things are learned there, Lord Ram, in his Purusha, what is it called? Rules and regulation. Maryada Purusha. Then, when we understand it as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gayati Yechita, Aya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam. By the word of the Brahman who was angry, even, broke his thread, he could not enter the kirtan. That's not a bad thing. He wanted to go into the kirtan. But Mahaprabhu took it and said, yes, this is the pastime. And he took sannyas. 24 years old, he devised so many methods to save apara. So many tricky, unlimited methods to save. And this is his final trick. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not have any need to take sannyas. We worship him in his grahastha form even. Even Gopal Bhatta, he was lamenting, oh, I did not see my... He had 4 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh my God. He was a sannyasi. Still he was lamenting and always in his mind meditating on Mahaprabhu. and his Navadvipa Lila. I think any of us would be happy to have 4 months in Ranga Kshetra with Chaitanya's wedding when he was there. So anyway, these mothers are mentioned. Brahmani Rajapatnika, the wife of the Brahmana, and the king's wife, and the cow, that is the mother. How many times you can read it, expressed it, Prabhupada expressed it. Sometimes you read Prabhupada's purports in the first canto. Can you believe? You'll not believe. You're covered by this energy that Prabhupada wrote this in India. I hadn't even been to the West. India, well, we don't think India is so bad, but Prabhupada wrote that in India, all those three books. And he's all about the cow. And who would understand it? Who could take such thing out and bring it up to the modern age, fellow? Just like Prabhupada did in the purports about Parikrama Maharaj and the cow and the bull and all the big purports and the perpetrators of slaughter. I cut your throat, you cut my throat, Prabhupada said. End of Kali Yuga. I will cut your throat, you will cut my throat. Rakshasa. He talks about that because Kamsa was almost feeling a little bad. He said, oh, I'm like a Rakshasa. He was a demon, but he didn't consider it. Like, that's even, wow. He was apologizing to Devaki like that. I become like a Rakshasa. Yeah, man, you are. You're a bad guy, you know. But Prabhupada said, I will eat you, you will eat me. This is how the Kali Yuga is going. Every day, chatastanudidam dharma, increasing, Kali Yuga increasing, killing cow, suffering. Hey, connect the dots, you fools. Prabhupada would blast. You want to speak some philosophy with Prabhupada? You are big religion guys like that big French, Denelou. He wanted to speak about God. Prabhupada said, no, you don't speak about God with me. Why are you killing cow? First, tell me that. Why? No, you don't go. You go past first ABC. You're not doing ABC first. Kindergarten, preschool. We're not going to speak about these big things. So that's a mistake. That if we want to speak some philosophy like that. No, then you are killing cow, killing, you're eating meat, killing your own mother. Why is that? Mahaprabhu, first thing he told Kazi, first tell me why you kill your mother. I'm not going to speak any big philosophy here. Like that. The earth, destroying the earth, the mother earth. There's so many non-devotees, they respect the earth even. They want to preserve, there's so much pollution. Earth Day, green parties. And gaining some influence, but still might be not too late. Even when Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, they might blow up the earth. There are nuclear bombs. Prabhupada laughed and said, they cannot blow up the earth. They're just a small rascals. They can do great harm. What does it say in the 16th chapter? Alpabuddhaya, meant to do ahita, unbeneficial works meant to destroy the world. Prabhupada, ugra karma, they're doing ugra karma. Where does it start? Just Alpabuddhaya. What is that first line? 16. Where's my Gita Pandit? Yeah. So anyway, that verse is there. You read it. And Prabhupada said, here it's anticipating Kali Yuga. Krishna is anticipating nuclear mad, they call it. Mutually assured destruction. This is the peace formula for the Kali Yuga karmis, vikarmis. Mutually assured destruction. That's what they call it. M-A-D, mad. Nunam pramata kuru tevi karma. Vishabdeva says, he gives good detail on that. Nunam pramata, mad. Not just mata, but pramata means super mad. definitely 100%, no doubt. Nunam, pramapta kuru te vikama indriya pitya, because he simply wanted to satisfy. Kamsa was ready to kill his own sister on the day of her wedding, kill all her kids, just because he wanted to protect his body. And so many points are there. Aribo, so we have questions and comments now. Etam drishta avastavya nashtatmano pabudaya. Etam drishta. No, can't see, blind. Andaya tandara opinion. That's 16.
Kamsa was such a demon. At the same time, you know, he had association with Krishna. So what is, oftentimes there's a backstory with that. And that
his backstory is not too good either. He was Kalanemi. He was killed by Vishnu, so he wanted to get back and kill Vishnu somehow. but
even that, but he's always fighting, you know, he's always thinking of Vishnu.
Yeah, of course, he is. His thing. You don't want to give a backstory, Pran, for Kamsa, besides the Kalanemi story?
No, that's the backstory.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was killed by Krishna, obviously, so he definitely made advancement, just like Shishupa, all those guys did. Definitely, we don't know exactly Kamsa specifically what happened. Many of those persons were demigods. I think Garga Samhita, which I just read one purport by, I think Jiva Goswami, that is a thing with Garga Samhita has some more backstory, but Jiva Goswami says, we don't necessarily accept that book, but still we printed it, we read it.
He got love of goddess.
Huh?
He got love of goddess.
Kamsa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came as a Chankazi.
He came as Chankazi. There's the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Came as Chankazi.
Also, when you were reading all the different kinds of mothers, some or other I never heard before about the stepmother being one of the mothers, you know.
Well, nurse. I mean, if the nurse, Dainor,
right. The Prabhupada mentioned specifically,
Dainor Dhatri is the nurse, and we said that Putana is like the nurse. Dhatruchitam, Katonyo, that third canon, sloka, or the third canon.
I mean, generally, stepmothers, they get a bad name in
yeah,
so many
Yeah, stepmothers
cases.
Also have a bad name, like with Harshashoka. There are all these thousands and millions of mothers, but they were very envious because the one, what was his name? Kayadu?
Yes.
Kayadu
no.
Had his wife.
Krita-duti?
Krita-duti, yeah. Krita-duti, she had the baby, Harsha-shoka. Hey, man, as a hint, this baby's going to cause some problems. Shoka. Anyway, lamentation. So, yeah, he couldn't even stand up. A baby. Huh. My son.
Also Dhruva, you know, the
Dhruva's stepmother was not so nice.
Suruchi,
but later she also was totally forgiven. I think she went on her own airplane. Did she go on the airplane also?
Suniti.
On Vaikuntha airplane with the real mother? She was forgiven. So Vaishnavas are Bancha Kapatarubhyascha, they're the ocean of mercy, Kripa Sindhu, they're very forgiving. Kshama Rupa, what is that verse? Chanakya. The beauty of the sadhu is his forgiveness. Anything else?
Whatever Mrs. Trump, we forgot to respect her.
Whatever what? Mrs. Trump?
Rajputni is one of the mothers.
Oh, yes. She Melania Trump is the one of the mothers.
Was Trump the king?
Huh? He is joking, I think, slightly.
I don't know her name.
Melania.
Melania.
Everybody has Krishna in their heart, I guess. Everybody has to be.
You're muffled. I don't know. Anyway, so any other thing?
No.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam.